Hi, this is Hope Gibbs coming to you from the Conscious Capitalism Conference 2013 in San Francisco, California. We're bringing you this special report about the future of capitalism on the Incandescent Radio Network.
Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Public Relations, publisher of Being Incandescent Business Magazine, and your host for the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs.
Hi, this is Hope Gibbs with the Incandescent Radio Network. We are here today at the Conscious Capitalism Conference with Roy Spence of the Purpose Institute, and he just gave a beautiful speech up on the stage, so we're here to talk to him about why he's here, what the Conscious Capitalism movement means to him. Take it away.
Great, Hope. Well, thank you for interviewing me. Conscious Capitalism has been at the soul of what we've been doing since 40 years ago when we first started our company out of school at the University of Texas, And we sort of innately thought that if we could make a difference and stay together, we would make money. And we didn't know that that was going to be what conscious capitalism is all about.
Now, this is you and John Mackey. And
well,
you guys
actually, he started his business about 3 years before we started our advertising agency. But now we're next-door neighbors. My big building is next to his big building, and we're both still small-town kids. But we believe in what the purpose of conscious capitalism is, and that is if you find what you're good at and your strengths and your talents, and you try to go out and meet the needs of the world to serve the greater good, meaning all your stakeholders, if you improve their lives, your bottom line will be improved. That's the way it works.
Tell us quickly about your ad agency. You've done some huge campaigns with presidents.
We started it from scratch at the University of Texas called GSD&M. And we were blessed that Herb Kelleher hired us at Southwest Airlines when I was 28 years old. We have been doing his work for 35 years. Sam Wolfman called me from Bentonville, Arkansas, Collect. And he said, I love what you're doing for her. Will you help me for 17 years? Norm Brinker, who started Chili's at four restaurants. Chuck Schwab, who wanted to democratize the accumulation of wealth. Been working with the Clintons since almost we were born. I've been working with them on the Clinton Global Initiative and so many things. So, L.L. Bean and John Deere and all of these purpose-inspired companies that somehow we got together and we actually made money by making a difference, and it's been a great ride.
And do you think all those companies embody the conscious capitalism concept?
I think most of the companies we worked with did. They didn't know what the words were, but I think most of them that now understand you've got your customers as a stakeholder, but most importantly, you have your associates and your colleagues and employees as a stakeholder. You have your vendor partners as a stakeholder. You have your community as a stakeholder, and you have the world at large. That sounds kind of highfalutin, but it's not true. It's the golden rule. You treat your employees like you want to be treated. You treat your customers. You treat the environment. You treat the community. It's pretty simple. And so many of these companies don't know this word yet, conscious capitalism, but they're going to, and they're going to say, we've been doing that all along. And then you're going to find the millennial generations who are starting businesses. We want to get them, as they start the business, to be a part of the movement.
Yeah.
Because this is how we make business be the great liberator. And it is the great liberator if you do it right.
So the Incandescent Group, my company, we work with small businesses. We're for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs, as we say.
Nice.
So how do you take these concepts that Patagonia and Whole Foods and these giant mega corporations that are doing good by doing well, how do you take that to the small level?
It's going to be pretty easy because most people who start a business like you or whomever, you start it because you're passionate about your idea. You hope you make money at it, but you're going to do it, whether it's opening a restaurant or a mobile vending or doing this. It comes natural with young entrepreneurs. And I always want to get them when they're young. Because to say, look, if you want to grow, here's the path. The path is consumers are not going to do business with organizations unless they're in the business to improve their life. And they're going to know because of the internet what kind of company you are, what kind of values you stand for. So I think the younger ones the young entrepreneurs, once they know about conscious capitalism, and we're going to go out there and start talking about it so they can come to our website and get some mentoring on this thing. So
The mentorship program, is that a vision?
It is. It's not in place yet, but I think it'll go there.
Yeah, sounds great. So what is your last question? What is your big vision? How do you see this playing out in the next 3 to 5 years?
I think conscious capitalism plays out, at least here in the States. I don't know about worldwide yet, but we have to rebirth the miracle of America. And rebirth is the idea of young and young at heart, dreaming big, starting businesses. From 1985 to 2005, 20 years, 40 million jobs were created in America. 95% of our companies less than 5 years old. And now today we have the lowest number of startups in recorded history. So we got to start America by creating more startups. And we want to embed conscious capitalism. If we do that, we'll start sailing again as a country. The rising tide will lift the boats, as Kennedy said.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Roy. It was
a
pleasure.
My pleasure.
Pleasure to meet you.
Oh,
so that's it for today's Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, where we always ask, what's your story? If you have a good one and would like to be interviewed on the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show, send me an email to hope@hopegibbs.com. Check back every Monday at noon for a new episode of the Incandescent Entrepreneur Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, www.incandescentradio.com. We look forward to talking to you next week. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.